This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
I know Jason from Mercer Island is. Jason, are you there?
I am here and I am ready.
I like to hear that. Did you know that every day at 5:40, Taryn gives out three answers to this Beat Migs?
I just heard it yesterday listening to the men's room, and I remember one of the answers. Ooh. Hopefully the other two will click in when they're asked.
Yes, and one is better than none. I'm impressed.
I hope you forget them all.
Wow. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right.
For those playing at home, Jason has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready, yes.
What is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Correct. Toucan Sam is a famous mascot for which cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Yes. Rebel Wilson played the character Fat Amy in which singing movie?
Pass.
What team won the most recent Stanley Cup?
Florida Panthers.
Correct. The four main ingredients in beer are water, malt, hops, and what?
Pass.
What is the name of the center of a hurricane called?
The eye.
Correct. Beginning with E, what was the real first name of author George Orwell?
Eugene?
No.
Edgar?
No.
Eric?
Yes. Chris Daughtry rose to fame after being a contestant on what competition show?
American Idol?
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most apples?
Washington.
Correct. A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
Yes.
Ooh.
Jason, you got 8 correct.
Nice.
I do believe
that's enough.
The cheat sheet did help you a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
It did. I remembered the two. The Florida is the one I remembered.
Yay!
And then the eye clicked in. I don't remember the third one.
Hey, you know, I am impressed, Jason. Don't say anything else, though, because Steve is back.
I won't.
Okay, Mr. Migs, are you ready?
Yes!
What is the chemical symbol for water?
H2O.
Correct. Toucan Sam is a famous mascot for which cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Rebel Wilson played the character Fat Amy in which singing movie?
Pitch Perfect.
Correct. Wow. What team won the most recent Stanley Cup?
Sorry. I was giving myself a pat on the back. Jeez. Barry Horowitz style. Florida Panthers.
Correct. The four main ingredients in beer are water, malt, hops, and what?
Wheat?
No.
Whiskey.
Oh, no.
Water, hops.
Malt.
Malt and beer.
No. What is the name of the center of a hurricane called?
The eye.
Yes. Beginning with E, what is the real first name of author George Orwell? Orwell.
Irving?
No.
Edward?
No.
Eugene.
No. Chris Daughtry rose to fame after being a contestant on what competition
American
show?
Idol.
Correct. Which U.S. state produces the most apples?
Washington.
Correct. A lunar eclipse occurs when Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. I need to ask Taryn and Danny a question.
Oh, boy.
So the four main ingredients in beer are water, malt, hops, and Steve, you said wheat.
Wheat.
The correct answer I was looking for was yeast.
I don't
They're
think,
different.
Not the same.
Not the same.
Not the same
at all.
I don't think they're the same at all.
No. I don't know. I just wanted to make sure.
I respect your ignorance because I also feel that way sometimes.
Well, I don't know. People who are allergic to wheat are usually allergic to yeast or vice versa.
Yeah, I feel like they're completely different.
Okay. Well, in that case,
watch.
Then,
we get some text messages like, "You idiots!" It's the exact same thing.
Right. Then you got. This is going to be disappointing. 8 correct as well. It's a tie. 8-8.
Oh, good game, Steve.
You too, my friend.
Bye.
They're not the same thing. I just Googled it. So
you look, thank you.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure the texts weren't coming in being like, yo, it's the same thing. He didn't remember Pitch Perfect, which was on the cheat sheet.
Which I have to say, is such a good movie.
It really is. It's been a while.
You didn't like it?
No.
Why?
I don't understand the hype. I watched it once and I was like, I don't understand
this. Did you just watch the sequel? The sequel's not good.
No. I wouldn't watch the sequel.
I just watched the first one, but didn't feel like I needed to watch the others.
No, there's certain movies that just don't need a sequel, and I felt like that was one of them.
Definitely. Yeah. And then one that he got correct, beginning with E, George Orwell's first name was Eric.
Nice work.
All right.
In case you wanted to know that fun fact.
You look at me like I'm supposed to be like, no way.
Eric.
Well, it's such a basic E name. And you were like,
Eugene.
Yeah, you were like,
Irvin, Eugene, and Edward.
Irving starts with an I, by the way.
Well, there's also Irvin.
No, Irvin Magic Johnson is with an E.
Oh, Google it. Danny. I'm hearing a G in there, so.
Yeast and wheat are the same, people.
Very yeasty.
I feel like we got dumber in this episode of Beat Me.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th, which is this Sunday. Woo! Sunday Funday at the Showwear Center with Godsmack and Hailstorm. All week long, be listening for the code words to text at your shot at winning tickets. And when you hear that code word, just text it to 206-803-ROCK. Listen today after Beat Migs at 8:50 for the code word of the morning. Get all the details at KISW.com. So I've been learning something over the past couple of days. It's a little concerning. I think that my 5-year-old son, Barrett, might be a ladies' man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about this, but I will tell you about it after Stained.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, I feel like you and I are living very similar lives right now because we've got kids about the same age. You're a girl dad. I'm a boy mom.
Yep. Barrett's 5. Tatum's going to be 5 in December.
Well, I have possibly an issue on my hand, and that is the fact that I believe my son may be a ladies' man.
Yeah! How so?
Yesterday.
Does he walk around in a smoker's jacket with a pipe that doesn't have anything in it? Of course, he's 5.
Well, yesterday.
Bubbles. He blows onto it and bubbles come out.
Of course.
Ladies love bubbles.
They do. So I picked him up from the bus yesterday, and the bus driver opens the doors, and all these kids pile out, and then the doors close, and my son is not off the bus yet. And I start, like, flagging him down, like, wait a minute, there's a small child on the bus somewhere. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, he opens the door, and there comes Barrett. And the bus driver says through the door to me, oh, he was in the very back seat with 4 girls.
Whoa. Holding court?
Yeah.
Hang on the back with me, ladies. I'm Barrett. Let me tell you about excavating.
So then I'm like,
and dinosaurs.
Barrett, did you have 4 girls in the back seat with you? And he said, no, Mom, I was only sitting with 2 girls. So now
Whoa,
I don't
so
know.
So 2 of them are just insignificant to him.
Maybe. I don't know if he's lying to me that it was actually 4 girls and he doesn't want me to be so worried. But then on top of this, you guys.
Uh-oh, what happened
On top
now?
Of this, he brings home a folder every day and I unpack it. I get all the art projects and things of that nature, everything they're working on at school out. And also with it comes this envelope and then a piece of paper, clearly like a letter that was given to him.
Okay.
And it's from a little girl in his class.
Did you read the letter?
She wrote his name on it.
Okay.
She spelled it wrong, but she tried.
She only used 1 R and 1 T?
I think it was like Bretta or something like that. She got some of the letters in there.
Bretta. Maybe that's it.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
Maybe that's a pet name for Barrett.
Oh, God. She drew a picture of him. So she drew a portrait of Barrett.
Okay.
She drew a hard hat, a construction vehicle.
So he is talking about excavating.
And Marshall from Paw Patrol. So she knows his interests. Wow. And wrote him a little love letter.
Man, I need to keep Barrett away from Tatum because she loves Marshall from Paw Patrol too. In fact, that's her favorite color now. It's red.
Oh,
because
no.
of Marshall.
So I'm a little worried.
You should be.
Do I have to have the talk with him?
About what?
Just be nice to girls.
It is. Yeah. It is funny though because these are those moments that, at least for me, we are so far away from that, but time does fly. But I remember picking her up from preschool, and I'm like, how was preschool? She's like, Daddy, I made some more friends. I'm like, how many friends you got? And she's like, a billion. I'm like, that's crazy. There's like seven people in this school, but okay. And then she's like, I made a boyfriend and then another boyfriend. And I'm like, hold on, what? And then I realize, okay, she's four. This is not, she's just identifying. It could be like, I made a friend with a red shirt. No different.
Also, it's adorable that you're like, we're so far from that. You are not far from that at all, sir.
You're knee-deep in it now,
well,
huh?
Well, yeah, not even that. Lily
had not even 11.
Lily had her first boyfriend when she was 5 years old. And she would come home and be like, Dad, I got a crush. And I'm like, what? How do you even know what a crush is?
It's probably some YouTube show she watched. That's what I'm realizing.
They were just literally chasing each other.
Oh, boy.
And I think back to me, I had my first girlfriend when I was in preschool. So I think you're right in it, too, there, Steve.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Here she is. I just think she's this cute little girl that's doing tap dance. Next thing you know, she's going to have boyfriends.
Going to have to meet their parents.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in it, Steve. We are in it.
Did you like riding the bus?
He loves riding the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so cute.
Clearly, right. He's in the back with all the ladies. Like, what's up, girls? What's your name is?
Oh, boy.
Wait, and how old are the people on this bus?
Well, that was the thing I asked.
Mid-30s.
It's usually
a public bus, yeah.
Usually in the back. It's a public bus. You put Barrett on a public bus. You'd be like, I got to go to work. Sorry, dude.
Well, here's the thing. There's only a couple kindergartners that ride his bus, so I know these are older ladies.
Well, yeah, because in the back, usually, I mean, when I went to school, it was like the back were for the older kids, the cooler kids.
Yeah.
I never went back
Barrett,
there.
And no, I either.
Right? And Barrett had the courage to just strut his stuff back. Good for him.
I'm seriously picturing him like in the center spot of that back of the bus. Just arms, yes, arms on top of the other chairs. And just be like, what's your name?
There's room for one more.
It's just like a line of girls like, Barrett, tell us about Marshall from Paw Patrol. Take us to Adventure Bay.
Oh, no, thank you.
Be careful, Taryn. You know what he's going to say to you. Otherwise, he's sick of you telling him his girl advice.
Like, Barrett, you can't talk to the girls anymore.
Well, I'm sick of the Seahawks losing, and we're playing on Thursday, hoping to get back to winning ways after a tough loss this past Sunday. Some Seahawks fans are still quite angry
yes.
about our performance over the weekend, so we're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Our Seattle Seahawks lost a tough one this past Sunday, 29-20. They were even poised to tie right down at the very end of the game, but no, that field goal was blocked and they ran it back for a touchdown.
Thanks for the reminder. I've already blocked that out of my memory. I'm already ready for Thursday, man. We got to look forward.
Well, as you can imagine, Seahawks fans flocked, should I say, to social media to share their feelings, and we're going to go straight to the comments.
We saw a few of those posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite, reenact them however you like, just to illustrate how people get a little too worked up on social media about stuff and maybe need to just take a little bit of a chill pill.
They do?
It's shocking, but people lose their minds on social media. Are you ready for the first example?
Give it to me.
F*** off. Game and season over.
I mean, whoa.
Well, that sounds very reasonable. The season is done after five games.
Just walk away.
I know it. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants made our offense, defense, and special teams look like a bunch of pansies.
Kind of right about that.
I don't disagree.
And we talked about it even with Big Walter Jones yesterday, and if you missed it, check out our podcast, the Daily Migs Daily Podcast on the Odyssey app. And we did talk about how it's rare that you see a Seahawks team suck at all three facets of the game. Usually, all right, offense was terrible, but the defense stepped up. Or, oh, the special teams look pretty good. I think everybody sucked.
Just crumbled.
But that's okay. You know what? They sucked collectively. Now we move forward to Thursday, and hopefully they can beat the 49ers, which will be a little difficult.
Can we got to do this again on Thursday? I am embarrassed.
That sounds like Sarah over there. She gets embarrassed over the dumbest stuff.
Oh,
I do.
I'm always just embarrassed about things.
Honestly, all I heard in that was bare-assed, and I was like, yeah, Sarah also does that.
Yeah, you know, after a couple drinks, she is bare-assed.
Yeah, exactly, and then I'm embarrassed.
One more comment?
Yeah.
All right.
Way to go, Seahawks. You make Daniel Jones look like he deserves all the money they pay him.
I don't know, they pay him a lot. Even after that game, I think he's still a little overpaid.
I just really, I mean, we can't lose three in a row.
No.
We can't.
I mean, we can.
No, we can't.
We don't want to, but we can. We have not beaten the 49ers. I think they've lost the last five games.
Oh.
I know. That means it's time for a change. Thursday Night Football. They had a tough game, too, on Sunday. So you can't use the excuse of, oh, it's a short week. Both teams have had a short week.
I think the fans are angry. We're ready to root.
I did see some people on social media where it's just like they're already done with Mike McDonald. And I'm okay, gosh. We are five games in. Like, he inherited most of this team. Yeah, they made some offseason acquisitions, but, you know, he's working with what was handed to him, and I think he's done a pretty darn good job. I think he was outcoached in this last game.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say that, like, it's time to abandon ship with Mike McDonald.
No, I'm all in on Mike.
And he did a press conference yesterday, and did just talk about, like, you know, how he feels over the last five games, and, like, you know, okay, let's take things as they are, and let's still be positive.
Break down each game. It's very clear on why we won or lost those games. So let's attack those things that we're not doing well. Let's try to enhance the things that we are, and we're able to take advantage of those opportunities. And let's go to work. It's still really early. The only thing that we want to know how to do is just go back to work and do it better. And just, let's rock and roll.
I always love when anyone refers to something as, let's rock and roll.
Yeah.
It's to have each other's backs, keep each other accountable, tell each other the truth.
Yeah.
And move forward. And that's the only thing you can do in these situations. It's the only thing I know how to do. So that's what we're going to do.
Let's do it.
I would just love for him. He'll never do it. We're just going to really try hard to have more points than the other team in the next game. And that's just the answer for every question from the press.
You're like, what's so hard about that game?
So do you feel okay about Thursday?
I mean, I feel like the team's going to come out, you know, they're going to come out guns blazing after the embarrassment that was Sunday.
I'd
so
like to think that.
I really hope so.
Can I just say, Taryn and I, okay, the fantasy football thing, we picked the worst quarterbacks.
I love how she's like now Joe Football because she has a fantasy football
team. I know more about football in my life now the past five games than I ever have. But Taryn and I, we have Goff or whatever the guy's name is, the Giants dude.
Jared Goff.
Yes, we have him. And he's supposed to be one of the worst quarterbacks. And so all... Daniel Jones. So on Sunday, I was like,
what are we listening to?
I was like, how many points are we getting? We're getting so many points from a terrible quarterback.
Can I turn off from my
I'm like, what is going on?
I love that she prefaced this by saying how much she knows about football this year.
Jared, everything
Daniel,
wrong.
Gino, I don't
same,
know.
Same. Two men were caught attempting to smuggle drugs into a big music festival. And what do you think they were using to do it? They were using eggs. We're going to tell you.
It's not Easter.
Or Keister.
Mm.
Sorry.
Wow.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up. You're getting the day moving forward. You're drinking some coffee and you're trying to make sense of what is happening in the world of pop culture, and that can be hard. So we're here to give you a hand and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The attorney representing 120 alleged Diddy victims says that A-list celebrities are already paying off his clients to keep their names out of this whole mess. Obviously, he didn't name them.
Yeah.
Totally insane.
Soon, I'm sure a lot of these names are going to start coming out.
Yeah. And in other Diddy news, ABC is going to be airing a 2020 special tomorrow called Secret Life of Diddy.
They get these things done quick.
Oh, yeah. They're on it.
Or do you think they've just been kind of working on it, knowing behind the scenes that this Diddy stuff is going on? Like, let's just have it ready if this ever comes out.
Press play.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's nuts. Do you guys know what these Kinder eggs are?
My kid is obsessed with them.
If you don't know.
We have got 100 Kinder eggs, and today we're going to open them up to see what's inside.
Oh my God, there are so many Kinder eggs.
What do we have in our first Kinder egg?
We have a truck. So now we need to put this together. This is amazing. Oh my gosh.
They look like eggs, and then all of a sudden you open them up and there's a little toy inside of them. Honestly, for the longest time, I would see these at like Target and different places. I thought they were like the Cadbury eggs. I'm like, man, this is a weird place to sell chocolate eggs.
Same.
They kind of are, though. They have a snack in them, too.
They
right?
do?
Yeah.
Some of them do. Some of them come with like a little spoon and you can like eat the cream out of them.
And they're kind of nasty. Like Cadbury eggs.
Well, I'll tell you what they don't have inside of them. That's ketamine, unless you put it in there, because that's what's going on with these two guys who were just arrested trying to smuggle drugs into the, oddly enough, the Creamfields Music Festival.
What are the odds?
Which is like a big EDM festival, and they were hiding those Kinder eggs filled with ketamine in their bodies.
Oh, no.
And their dogs at the festival sniffing people for drugs, and all of a sudden the dogs were sniffing their butts like, something's going on over there. And they alerted the police, and then they got arrested. They're going to spend some time in prison with intent to supply drugs. They refused to search it originally, and then they found the concealed substances up there.
What?
Yes.
I am impressed, shocked, appalled, all of the things, all at the same time.
What do we have in our first Kinder Egg?
Ketamine!
This is amazing!
Maybe not.
Tonight, you may want to watch Dancing with the Stars at 8 o'clock on Disney Plus and ABC.
Why?
Why? It's hair metal night.
Ooh. In.
Yeah.
What song would you go with? If you had to pick one hair metal song to dance to.
Maybe like Kickstart My Heart or something like that.
Okay, that's a good one. I was thinking like Living on a Prayer or some kind of Bon Jovi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. What are we thinking? Pour some sugar on me.
No, sugar. Oh,
all right.
Oh yeah, where's the stripper pole, baby? Let's go.
If they gotta bust out a stripper pole for tonight.
You think so on Dancing with the Stars?
Why not?
The kids are still awake.
So you just lie to them and say it's a fire pole.
It's a workout class.
Yeah.
It is.
It totally is.
It's what your mom has in the basement. Don't worry about it.
Wow. Rockaholics. We need someone who's down to beat up on Steve, and I mean it this time. Really beat him down. He's got a record of 281 wins, 81 losses, and 50 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.